I have the privilege today to introduce this big goofball, Tom. Tom worked with me a couple summers at a children's camp down in Leesburg. We've been great friends, and we have a really tight bond for our love of sports and the kids that we were working out with the camp. And Tom came up last night and had a really good talk with him. He kind of talked to me a little bit about what he's going to talk about today. And his outlook that he has on things is just incredible. So be prepared to relax and to laugh. He's the type of person, I said this earlier, and I know Miss Jean has this effect on people too. He's the type of person that when you just see him, it's hard not to smile. He's just a big, big goofball and a big teddy bear. And so he kind of looks hard, but he's really not. He's pretty soft. But he's a good guy. I want to pray for him real quick before he gets started, and then we'll let him speak. God, thank you so much for Tom and for friendship and for everything he's done for me and what he's about to say. God, I ask that you speak through him today, and you let his words be yours. In your name we pray. Amen.
All right, well, hey, it's great to see you all. Thank you for having me here. I want to do a little exercise to kind of break through the nervousness that I have. And I just want all of you to put your arm out and then look at your elbow and come back. Keep doing it. Go Noles. Go Noles. it's fine. It's okay. I just want to do that. Just kind of lighten up the mood here. No, I'm not going to do that. All right. I want to thank y'all for letting me come here to speak about what God's doing in my life. I want to let you know that I stutter. I've stuttered my whole life, ever since I started to talk. And I've always been taught to tell people about stuttering, to advertise, and there's a lot of people here, and so I want to advertise about stuttering. And I want to talk to you about what God is doing in my life through stuttering. I wanted to tell you a little bit about my struggle that I've had with stuttering. It hasn't been an easy road. I've always asked God, why do I stutter? Why do I have this instead of Adam, who sits next to me in class? Why, whenever I get up here and speak, do I feel the fear of words and sounds and have feelings of it being awkward when I do stutter and people look at me crazy? You know, why do I have this in my life? And I've figured out it's because God wants me to speak, which is interesting, but it's because God wants to speak in me through me, in that I'm not going to be up here speaking. I'm going to be physically speaking, but that God is going to be speaking through me. And I wanted to open up with this scripture passage that I know that God has put on my heart. It's Exodus 4, 10 through 17. Before this passage in chapter 3, it's the story of Moses and the burning bush. And he gives God all these excuses of why he can't go up to Pharaoh and speak to Pharaoh. He gives excuses of that he's just a man with no power, you know, here's this great man of power and status, and how am I going to speak to him? But he comes back in chapter 4, verse 10, and he says, "But Moses pleaded with the Lord, 'O Lord, I'm just not a good speaker. I never have been. I'm not now, even after you have spoken to me. I'm clumsy with words.' 'Who makes the mouth?' the Lord asked him. 'Who makes people so that they can speak or not speak, hear or not hear, see or not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go and do as I have told you. I will help you speak well, and I will tell you what to say.' But Moses pleaded again, 'Lord, please, send someone else.' Then the Lord became angry with Moses. 'All right,' he said, 'what about your brother, Aaron, the Levite? He is a good speaker. And look, he is on his way to meet you now. And when he sees you, he will be very glad. You will talk to him, giving him the words to say, I will help both of you speak clearly, and I will tell you what to do. Aaron will be your spokesman to the people, and you will be as God to him, telling him what to say. And be sure to take your shepherd's staff along, so you can perform the miraculous signs I have shown you.'" This is a powerful story that I heard God speak to me. And God came to me, he came to me three times as I went through the scripture. And the overall theme that God showed me is the confidence in order to be humble comes from God. And the first time that God came to me, he said, "Our struggles overpower us to be humble." In that, before I get started on this topic, I do want to differentiate between two types of humbleness. The first humbleness is when a person is humbled by their struggle. Is that there's a task that's given to us, and we decide that we cannot do that task because of the struggle. And so we step back away and say, "I'm humbled by this struggle, and that I cannot complete this task." On the other side is when we're humbled by God, in that God gives us tasks to complete, and we step away from that, and we tell God to step in and to take over and for God to complete that task. And it's not us. It's God completing that task. And today, what I'm going to talk about is being humbled by God. In this story, Moses, his struggle is overpowering him to be humbled by God. You can tell that that he has this struggle with speech. It's either he stutters or he doesn't know how to communicate to Pharaoh, but there's something that is in the way of him going to Pharaoh. And it's a struggle. And he's holding on to this struggle. He's not going to let God work in him to speak. he's saying, God, please send another person. You know, he is actually being humbled by his struggle. He's stepping back and saying, I can't do this. Send another person. For 20 years, I was humbled by stuttering. I would step back and say, I can't do this, you know, because I stutter. There's been times where God has called me to talk to friends about him, to tell them about the love that he has for them. And I go, and then I can't. I stutter. This is not a job that you're going to put in, that you've blessed other people who can speak and not me. So it is their job and not mine. Well, I think God has something else in store for us, going with our struggles. God tells us that we got to connect back to him and let him take over. The struggles that we have in our life are not for us to hold in, to hide from, to keep inside. I think our struggles are there because God is saying, let me take over. I place this struggle in you for a reason. Step back. Find the confidence in me that I can deal with this struggle instead of you. Let me come into your life and work. All you got to do for me, it was to get up and speak. And God was going to speak. The first step is we have to be at peace with how God has created us. If there's something in you that is that you just feel disconnected from God, that you're not on the same page, reconnect with our God. And God will take over. God will give you that peace. You just have to accept that about you. I've had to accept stuttering. I've tried to fight it. I've tried to hide from it, but I love to talk, and I'm going to have to face stuttering every day because I talk and talk and talk, and I've accepted it. I've accepted that God has put this in me for a reason. And after I was able to accept it, the third point that God came to me with is that now our struggles are turned into gifts that we have to share. That for me now, stuttering is not a struggle that I have to face every day, because I've turned it over to God. He's given me that confidence to be the humble servant that he's called me to be. And I can serve God and speak at the same time. And I've never thought that I could do that. And today, there's two reasons why I'm here. And it goes along with how my stuttering is a gift. Is the first thing why I'm here is because I see stuttering as a gift that I'm called to share. That I am called to speak about stuttering, whether it's to friends, to a small group, to a congregation as big as this one, to anyone. I'm called by God to speak about what he's doing in my life through stuttering. The second reason is the Lawrence family over here, Steve and Kim, and their son Stevie and daughter Sarah. I got a call from Ben And he's like, hey, this family, I really want you to talk to them. They have a son, Stevie, who stutters. And I think it'd be great if you could meet them. And Kim called me up, and we had like a three-hour conversation about stuttering, because she hadn't ever talked to another person who stuttered and wanted to understand what was going on with the stuttering thing. And we talked, and then I met them over spring break, hung out. That's what God's calling me to do. But I think God is also calling you to do that too. Is to step out of your comfort zone, accept that you've got this struggle, and start to connect to other people who have that same struggle. I would not be up here today unless God called me. You would not be able to drag me up here and speak. There's no way. But through the confidence that I have in God, I can do this today. You know, the cool thing is that God has overcome death on a cross, you know, through Christ, and has brought his son back alive. If he's got the power to do that, then he certainly has the power to raise us from the dead, to wash away that struggle and turn it into a gift, into something that we have to cherish. And I would tell you now, I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm glad that I stutter. It's a gift that not many people have. I mean, how many people stutter out here? That's right, me and Steve. And Steve, that's right. Rock on. It's a gift. The last thing I want to leave you with is in verse 12. God says, now go and do as I have told you. I will help you speak well, and I will tell you what to say. Okay, this spoke right to my heart. God was telling me, now Tom, go and speak. I will help you speak, and I will tell you what to say. You guys have a struggle, and God's telling you to go and do as I've told you. I will help you with that struggle, and I may even use your struggle to reach other people. It's scary. It's kind of like, okay, God, I'm going on this huge faith ride, and you're the head of that ship. Let God take over. Let him take over and change how you feel about that struggle that you have inside of you. Rewrite the ending of your struggle. God's telling you to go. Don't say, Lord, please send someone else. Take a step. Let God take over and say, I'm here. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting me come and speak. Thank you for the confidence that you give me, that you give all of us here, and that we can step back and be humbled by you and find the confidence in that. In your name, amen.